I need to take a breath and just settle my body. When I talk, it's like the energy goes up, up, up. Now let it come back and know I'm sitting. Hopefully you also know you're sitting. So just again, just relax the awareness and receive whatever sensations naturally present themselves to the knowing mind of sitting, or standing if you're standing, or lying if you're lying, whatever position. Just awareness receiving, whether it's kind of global sense of the whole body, that's fine. Whether it's one specific sensation or various specific sensations changing, just knowing how it is. And we just keep subtly appreciating the awareness knowing of whatever the object is. Not a big thinking, but just there's the sensations, the knowing of it, two sides of the coin. We often completely neglect the knowing of its side of the coin. And here we're just including that again and again and again as the object keeps changing. So, sensations. Again, relaxing, not trying to make something happen. So, taking a moment to consciously include in the knowing whatever states of mind and heart are here. There's thoughts, just knowing they're running through. Not trying to direct at the moment, but just letting reality reveal itself. Physical sensation, emotion, thoughts. And then here in your sitting is where we each for ourself learn to cultivate and trust skillful means. Meaning the intention behind a choice of whether to stay simple for a few moments, or deliberately choosing to just feel a kind of a neutral sensation, or just being with hearing, or sensations of breath. If that's a deliberate choice, the skillful means would be, what's the intention that choice arises out of, right? And in this case, a skillful means is what's serving to refresh receptive awareness, right? Awareness. So it doesn't mean other things shouldn't happen. I've got to go to the breath because there's thinking and I don't like it. That's not skillful means, that's aversion. But say there's thinking, it's like you're just lost. I mean, really lost. And you wake up and kind of like stick your head, oh yeah, there's awareness of thinking. I appreciate the awareness. And then 10 minutes later, you know, okay, the mind's just really spinning. So to re-recognize awareness. Let's just get simple for a few moments. You know, just be with something like breath or body. When the mind's gone, you notice it. And just again, receiving sensations of breath. In this gentle, receptive way, just to keep re-recognizing awareness, right? That can change from sitting to sitting or walking within a sitting. It's not like there's some hierarchy. So if we're aware with something simple like a sensation of your hands or the in-breath with right attitude, just awareness receiving, that's fine. It's not better to be so-called open and having things changing. It's not worse. It's what's helping to cultivate, refresh a steady awareness. reverse example. If, for example, really say with the breath and is feeling steady and calm, but you start to notice a tension or a kind of a tightening around it, or wanting, or a little bit of resistance when something else arises, then you notice, okay, there's wanting, there's resistance. That becomes the next object of awareness, not try to hold to the breath. And then rather than saying, oh, resistance back to the breath, just notice what comes next. It's a natural movement, receptive awareness in a fluid way. So the intention of wise intention here is, what refreshes natural awareness? What refreshes balanced awareness in this moment? Whatever arises is a doorway to knowing awareness. awareness, also recognizing the quality in the mind that's aware. Maybe interest or calm or resistance or wanting, collectedness, friendliness, not knowing what's happening at all, delusion. Don't need to name it, but just, you know, from time to time, aware of object and the quality in the mind that's aware becomes the next object. So just in coming to the end of this sitting together, if you choose, you could take a moment to consciously appreciate the sincerity of your intention, of your practice, the wholesomeness, the goodness arising from that, not about what's happened in the sitting. The intention of presence, cultivating the wholesome, just appreciating that, letting that sense of that goodness fill us up. And then recognizing that this beneficial energy created by this contributes to our own purification of heart and mind, but we can also share this wholesome energy with others. So both the appreciating your goodness, the goodness that's arising from sincere practice, and the generosity of sharing, both very wholesome and beautiful. So if you choose, we can share the beneficial energies arising from our practice together here now. May this go out in all directions to all beings everywhere, whatever their status, whatever their position at this moment in their life. May all beings be free from suffering and confusion. May our practice truly be a cause, a support for the arising of wisdom and compassion in all beings everywhere. Truly knowing our practice can never be only for ourselves alone. It naturally flows out to others.